Today is Monday, March 23rd, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life weekly, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Puppy Day. It's also National Chip and Dip Day, National Melba Toast Day, National Chia Day, and National Tamale Day. Now, those things don't really fit together. I'm not going to have chia pudding and tamales. Maybe you could have chia pudding for breakfast. I don't know why I'm saying chia pudding, but they have a photo of something that looks like a pudding with chia seeds in it. I've always thought chia looked kind of gross because you mix it with liquid and then it plumps up and it gets kind of a translucent, or at least from what I've seen, it gets a little bit of a translucent, transparent shell around it. It looks like a tadpole egg. Like when I was young, we used to go and get tadpoles from the local creek or the local pond or whatever. And normally when the frog lays the eggs, the little eggs, they look like chia seeds to me. Now, it's been a long time since I've seen a frog egg, and I don't even know. Let's see. Let me look here and see if I can find a photo. Yeah, exactly. They look like, if you Google frog eggs and you look at it, it looks like a chia seed that has been submerged in water and has puffed up a little bit. From what I'm seeing, it looks very similar. I wonder if anyone else has frog eggs similar to chia seeds. Well, Google actually was able to find some references. There's a TikTok where it says, are these frog eggs or chia seeds? So someone else, at least one other person in the world, has looked at chia seeds that have been plumped up with water, and they've said, oh, this could be a frog egg or a chia seed. So they kind of look gross to me, is what I'm saying. But eating chia seeds and tamales on the same meal seems kind of weird, but, you know, you could do it. I suppose you could do some sort of chia concoction, chia for breakfast. And then for lunch, you could have tamales or something like that. And you could have chips and salsa. That would satisfy the chip and dip for your little side item for your, because I have to have a crunchy side item. Yeah, we all know how that is. Got to have a crunchy side item. So anyway, it's Monday morning. I didn't feel like recording yesterday, and I can't really say exactly why I didn't feel like recording. I did edit the mix and, you know, do all of that, but I just didn't feel like recording, so I didn't. So I'll talk a little bit about what happened last week. I turned in my notice on Wednesday, and that was difficult. That Wednesday, Thursday, Friday were difficult for me because, you know, now I'm really, really, really unemployed. And I do have savings. I have saved up. And I have enough to last my, I'm going to take a sabbatical. That's what we're calling it, because I'm not leaving the workforce forever. And in fact, I may do a few different side hustles to make some extra money during this year. One of them is, you know, I've thought about doing DoorDash or Grubhub, something like that, being a delivery driver. And the other thing is my UV printer that I bought, I'm going to set up an Etsy store. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second, but let's go back to last week. So I got up on Wednesday morning. I asked ChatGPT to help me do a resignation letter. I put bullet points of everything that I wanted to say. Like I wanted to say, you know, I wanted to show appreciation for my manager, who I feel like has been very supportive and who has done a good job leading the team. All of those things are true. I wanted to say, you know, I enjoy my team, and it has nothing to do with the team or my manager. It's all about the role not being, I don't really feel like the role is suited for me. So I did that. You know, there were some other things I wanted to say. I wanted to say that when I do return to the workforce, I'm definitely going to be looking at my current company or the company that I just quit to go back to. You know, if it'll be in a different role, obviously. It'll be in a more technical role, less managerial role. But I would definitely look at my, you know, that company because the benefits are great. Like the stock options, the restricted stock units, all that kind of stuff, they're all great. You know, so that is something that I would definitely look at. And so I included all those things, got it all written up, proofread it, made any corrections that I needed to make, and I sent it off. Then I immediately turned off my phone. Well, I didn't turn off my phone, but I put my phone on. I put it in airplane mode because I was afraid that my boss was going to call me. And I just wasn't ready to have a conversation about it. Like it was a very hard decision to make as much as, and I don't know what you guys are thinking about this, but everyone has been supportive. There's only one person who I don't really, it's a friend of mine, but there's only one person that I don't talk to very often at all. In fact, I haven't talked to this person in years. It's been at least 2 years, 2 to 3 years since I've talked to this person. So it's not like we're close or anything. And this person said that I should just suck it up. But everyone else that I've talked to has said burnout is a real thing. If the role is not suited for you, they totally understand that you're going to be stressed out and that it's the plan that I've laid out for retraining and taking a little bit of a time to have a break. I know I've already had 4 months, but there was still, the job was still there. And so there was still some stress involved in whether I was going to go back or not. And the treatments, you know, were stressful to some extent, figuring out which medication was going to work, which it didn't work. A lot of them didn't work. And even the one that I'm currently on, it makes me feel better, but I'm restless. And so I'm always up and down, up and down, up and down. So I'm still going through some of that, but it was, you know, not a completely stress-free process. The hope is that once my mind wraps around the fact that I am without a job currently, that I can relax a little bit. You know, I have a plan in place. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take technical trainings, get an AI certification, take Python. I'm probably going to brush up on Docker containers as well and some other technologies. And then I'm going to brush up my resume, put in all the stuff that I've done, and then I'm going to start, you know, but it'll be 6, 7, 8 months before I start applying for anything. So that's going to give me time to do the trainings, to get my resume brushed up, and then we'll just see what's out there. But obviously, I'm not going to be out of the workforce for the rest of my life. I'm not young. I'm not old enough to retire anytime soon. And so I have to work. Now, I have enough savings to last probably a couple of years without worrying, but I don't want to go any longer than a year, really. And so that's the goal. So I did that. Thursday and Friday and Wednesday were a little bit stressful because the stock market has not been doing great and my stocks kept going down and down and down and down. And I knew I needed to sell a little bit because in order to make it the year, I knew I was going to need a little bit more money, and I don't know what the stock market is going to do this year because of the war and because of all the things that are going on in the economy, and some people are keep saying that a recession is coming and all this kind of stuff. So I was like, you know, I need to go ahead and sell now because it's currently okay. It had dropped, but I was selling company stock and it had dropped some, but it could drop a lot more. Hopefully it won't. But it could. And I need to be in a position where I can keep from selling until it goes back up. And so I went ahead and put in my orders for the sales that I needed to do. One of them was an account that I had through my company that was a smaller amount of stock, but it was when I buy stocks every paycheck, it's a company called ComputerShare, and it's a special thing, and I can't really use it anymore after I'm severed from the company. And so I can keep my money there, but I don't, you know, maybe I can buy, I'm not really sure, but I just don't need a separate account. I have four different investment accounts right now, and I need to get those down to one or two. So it's just not a hassle, but I'm going to have to transfer stocks over to the other one that I want to use and all that kind of stuff. Cause I don't want to sell them cause you get taxed on it if you sell it. So I did that. And so I've got that taken care of. Everything was selling this morning because I didn't do it until Saturday. So we'll see what price I get. And then over the weekend, we played Pokemon a little bit. On Saturday, we went to see a musical. We went to see Something Like It Hot. And then, you know, did that. And then on Sunday, I worked on my UV printing business. I'm designing coasters that are travel coasters, but they're each of the 50 states. I'm going to have a collection or a line with state coasters that have different icons from the states. And I'll have to talk about that a little bit more on the next show, if I remember. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys again soon. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.